time for the FM Talk 106.5 Offshore Fishing Report, brought to you by HMS Marine Electronics. Go see Macklin and the crew, your home for Garmin, featuring the Garmin 8600 one-touch setting up to 24 inches and the Garmin 7600 dual-chirp sonar with clear view and side view scanning. Visit HMSMarineElectronics.com or Facebook HMS Marine Electronics, your online local retailer with all the great price savings and perks of the big box stores and more. Big thank you to the crew from HMS Marine Electronics and our buddy Blake Michaleski with the Mobile Big Game Fishing Club. And we missed a week last week, and the news has been piling up when it comes to tournaments, man. Thanks for coming back on.
Hey, Sean. Yeah, we had two tournaments back-to-back weekends. We started off with the Billfish Limited 2 weekends ago, and the fishing continued, but we were blessed with some really great weather, Sean. But, you know, the story's been the water. It's just, it's hard to find blue water, and it's a long run to it. But the longest run we heard during Limited, some guys on a catamaran, they went 250 miles one direction, went down to the loop current to get to some blue water.
Well, now, when you say 250, I mean, that could take you, it could take you close to the dang Texas line if you went west.
Right. And so, I mean, people even, you know, and boats have done that, you know, leaving out of here in search of blue water. But good news is that there's a little pocket of clean water popping up around our typical fall locations near the Nipple of Elbow area, and we'll talk more about that later, but so that's about to start happening. So the tuna fishing on the Limited was kind of slow because no one was going to the rigs, so, but we did get a 107-pounder by Spencer Chun on the Lucky Dog. And second and third came in a 21.4-pound tie. These are two black fins tied for second and third, and they were beat on time. It was a pretty slow tuna fishing.
Well, what do you, I mean, because it has been, you know, earlier in the year, you were, I mean, on here talking about some great stories when it came to tuna, and now it's just off. Is it that the fish move, or do they get lockjaw? In your opinion, Blake, what is it?
It can be several things, Sean. You know, the moon can have something to do with it, and we did have some less than favorable moons. You know, right on a full is, it can be really hard sometimes to get a bite. Days either side can be, but really the water quality and the water clarity, I think, is what's driving it. Plus, it's getting hot. The water temperature is kind of hot. So, and dirtier water, more turbid water, warms up more quickly than very clear water. So the fish are going to go to where they're comfortable. And, you know, again, so like dolphin earlier this year, we were talking about just trophy dolphin after trophy dolphin. And there was only one weight in the Billfish Limited, and it was 20.8 pounds, and we have a 20-pound minimum. So there was a lot of those turkeys were caught that we've talked about, but only one that could weigh.
Yeah, at least the donut hole, it seems like, in the world of dolphin, the turkey dolphin, chicken dolphin, the small ones, y'all, you know, bulls and cows for the big one. The turkey dolphin, I got to get better at finding turkey dolphin. I find the chickens, and if I get to go on somebody's big boat, sometimes we find the bulls, but The turkeys have always been, they've eluded me.
I've seen that boat that made the really long run, they came back with a box full of them, probably all about 15 pounds. So, yeah, there's plenty of catching to be done, but it's starting to slow down in some areas, but heating up in others. Wahoo, there was a good Wahoo brought in. Will Parker on the Dixie brought a 70-pounder on the money, and the same boat also weighed in a 36, so... you know, the Wahoo fishing's there. It's going to get better as we start cooling off. But then the big news in the Limited was catch and release, double down, LA Gun, Psycho Fin were your first, second, and third place on billfish releases.
Wow.
And we actually had three first blue marlin anglers in this tournament. So three people got to get thrown off the way dock. So if you check out our Instagram page, there's some good sequences of that happening.
Is that just Mobile Big Game Fishing Club on Instagram, or how do you find it?
Yeah, it's the MBGFC.
Okay.
And so
I didn't know. So that's the tradition, right? Somebody catches their first blue.
Yeah, you catch your first. Well, you can get it. You can get it on your first billfish altogether, but then you'll get it again if that first billfish wasn't a blue marlin. So first, but these are all first blue marlin, and so really cool to see the tradition going. It's something that's really fun. And you know, if you can avoid the hardhead catfish in the marina there, you'll be all right.
When did those fish, were they eating lures or live?
In this case, most of these fish were caught on lures because the guys are having us just search for fish, and very few went to the oil rigs, so they were covering water and working those, you know, trying to find clean water. So a lot of these fish were caught in less than perfect water. L.A. Gunn did run down to the clean water, and so that's where they caught their one blue.
But you're pointing out it can still be done. I mean, it's obviously not perfect. It's not what you would hope for. But if you don't have perfect water, there's still you can catch fish.
Right. It's just one of those years we're dealing with some little excessive flow from the Mississippi River. You know, we had some pretty persistent west winds a few weeks ago, and it really scattered that out across the Gulf. And so now, so we're dealing with that. But as the weather cools down, that fall blue will start picking up to the east. And it is because with this past weekend was the ladies' tournament, and we had some good billfish catches, and with the winning boat catching it out there. And so it was a good tournament. We had the tuna category was 116. We had a first place, second place was 61. But the story, so there it goes. They you can catch the tunas, but they're not all over the place because people aren't going to the oil rigs. Again, one dolphin weighed in at 21.6 pounds, so that's continuing. The wahoo bite was okay, 35 pounds, 33 pounds, and 24 pounds.
It's wahoo. I don't know. It just always that seems like it's pretty good. In the fact that I always think of wahoo when it's colder, right? I mean, cooler water.
Right. So it's showing some good signs for the fall and some good activity going on now. For the wahoo, and so that will only get better with the fall fishery. And so with in the ladies tournament, I mentioned the first place caught a blue in a sail up there around the nipple area, and this is the Ana Luis captain or angler Tammy Hudson on a beautiful 68 Hatteras, and they did real good out there. I got two messages from on the Garmin InReach Messenger, which was worked out good, so I got some real-time reports from Team Ana Luis. Then Timeout and Code Blue were our second and third, and they had each caught a blue. So it's picking up out there, you know, and you're going to start hearing people talk about these fall locations, billfish around the nipple, the elbow, the squiggles, you know, all these terms, and you got to figure out where they're at. So, you know, on the Garmin, you can get all that all your waypoints put in there and go from there.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about more.
Really starting to heat up.
When you're talking about nipple and elbow and all that, I mean, it's more of a, I mean, people are going to get those plots on their Garmin to go do it, but it's multiple. I mean, it's not an X, right? People that are more bottom fishermen may think, oh, that means, you know, here's the exact spot that means the nipple or elbow.
That's correct, Sean. These are definitely more of an area. And so, it can be generalized, and to different people, they mean different areas or different sizes. But like the spur is a pre-identifiable feature on the bottom contours, and so you see why that could be a good area to fish. Or you know, out here on the around the you always hear about the 100 fathom curve, which is 600. That's kind of a good place to start and kind of follow. If you start up at the top of DeSoto Canyon near the southwest ledge off of Destin and work your way down the nipple elbow towards the steps area. Yeah, if it's all clean water and you can't find a rip or a color change or any kind of grass, that's a good kind of general depth to be trying in.
Okay, and you mentioned also, you perked my curiosity, the Garmin InReach. What is that?
It's a messenger device. You can do satellite text messaging. You pair it to your smartphone. And so I was getting pin drops on a map and saying, you know, blue marlin released or sailfish released. So I see exactly where they were, which I'm keeping those in my book. But, but it showed where they were, what time, and so I had a good a way for them to get some real-time reports into us, while they're fishing the tournament, we're waiting on reports, so we kind of know what to expect back at the dock.
Yeah,
this was a release tournament, but still, you know, we knew we had those releases.
Well, I got to get with Macklin, if you're listening. I got to get with you and get one of those. That is interesting to me
very
to
nice,
state.
Very nice piece of personal safety equipment too. It's not just for relaying catches, but it's really more about safety. But it's a great little device. Worked real well for them this weekend.
And it helps me get back to you, to message back to the house all the reasons I won't make it back by 5 o'clock in the afternoon, like I said.
Right. Hopefully they're not that bad. Hopefully it's because the bite's hot and it's not because you lost a lure unit.
Yeah, that's right. That is for sure. Let's talk. You mentioned that fall fishing and things getting close. The game seems to be, from an outsider's perspective in the fall, white marlin more than blue marlin. Is that still true? Is that an old idea?
Yeah, no, that's pretty typical. They'll migrate through and they and along with the wahoo. So, like, if you go out there and you want to put out a spread where you're just looking, I like putting two wahoo lures on my flats, like a Yazuri Bonita or something similar. And then I'll fish small lures, maybe 3 to 5, depending on how big your boat is and how many lines your crew feels comfortable with. But that way you're kind of looking for whiteies, and at the same time, you know, you can pick up some wahoos on the flat, but it leaves your center line, you know, the center open, so you can maybe pitch a ballyhoo at one if we do raise one, which is a pretty common tactic now. That's a kind of a Central American fishery thing that came up here from people traveling. You know, our fleet up here traveling around and fishing different destinations.
Now, with lure selection, and you talked about the lures you're running, are you running a different size for whites than blues? Do you scale down or you run the same size?
I typically do. If I'm targeting them, I would say smaller lures, a little bit lighter on the leader. You could go, you know, 130-pound leader. You don't need and a smaller hook. And what I say is match your leader and your hook size to the main line you're pulling. Because if you're running a big, fat hook, you're not going to hub it up with 30-pound main line, which is pretty typical for this fishery. Guys will fish, you know, lighter tackle. But, you know, you got to balance that. And it's all your tackle has to work together and not work against you. So, you know, you do scale back a little bit. And if you still end up, a blue one comes up and eats, then you can still hook him. You're going to have a little more of a fight on your hands. But, you know, you know you've got that hook hubbed up.
All right, good tips. And this, I mean, so this fall, when we talk about fall fishing, this gets started here, you know, over the next month or so. How long usually, like, when's closing time on that?
It really seems like it'll persist until the water out there really starts to cool down and signals to them they need to leave. As long as they don't need to leave, they won't. As long as the bait's around, which you'll see, you know, some of these commercial boats out there fishing for the, if you can see one of those guys, they know where the bait's at. So, the fish are there following the bait through, but once we start getting enough cold fronts, they will push on out. But I've seen the season go pretty long into the winter. In fact, there's been years where there's been billfish caught every month of the year fishing out of this area.
Wow.
So, I mean, you may be making a little bit of a run, but you're doing it out of this port.
It's pretty cool. If you're just joining us, talking to Blake Michaleski with the Mobile Big Game Fishing Club. Let's talk about the next big thing on the horizon for the Mobile Big Game Fishing Club. That's that Labor Day tournament.
Yes, Sean, this is the big one. This is the one we all year are looking forward to the Labor Day tournament. And what we're doing this year, we've changed it up some in the past. We would throw the captain's meeting party, and then you're free to leave from then. So we've changed that up for, you know, safety reasons and whatnot, but to leave out, we're going to leave out Friday midday and actually do a 1:30 flare start at Perdido Pass. So, you know, be out there. And it was, of course, you know, it's going to be hard to get a spot on the beach that day, but if you're out about, you know, 1:30 flare start, get it. We're all going to line up this big sport fishers and, a lot of these Triple Crown guys, these who's who and top teams, they come fish this tournament. You're going to see some of the fastest, biggest sport fishers on the Gulf take it off on a flare start. And, so we're going to do it right. And so, and with this, you know, the Labor Day, I've talked about the Club Cup in the past, which was it's a kind of interclub deal between us and our neighbors in Pensacola and their club. So we had to join our Memorial Day and our their tournament, their international tournament, because we had to cancel Memorial Day. So those accumulated points from those tournaments to the Club Cup. Well, right now, so the Labor Day tournament is what's going to decide that. And we've got a pretty close 1-2 race here with Jubilee with right under 2,600 points, and the Breathe Easy only about 150 points behind. So with plenty of other boats in striking distance. So it's going to be cool to see how this all shakes out with the Club Cup. And we're looking forward to a great tournament. I hope we have good weather, you know, and hopefully this water condition will improve some.
Absolutely. And remind folks, too, more information, whether they want to find out about specific tournaments or, like we've been saying, great group to get signed up with, the Mobile Big Game Fishing Club. How do they find y'all?
Sean, you can find us online at mbgfc.org or Facebook at facebook.com/themBGFC.
All right, very good, Blake. And get some of those white marlin tied out for me so I can get to them here in the next month or so.
Let's go grab some. We need to.
All right, great stuff. Blake Michaleski with the Mobile Big Game Fishing Club. The FM Talk 106.5 Offshore Fishing Report brought to you by HMS Marine Electronics. For all your fishing technology by major brands like Garmin, you'll be supporting a local online retailer that offers all the price savings and perks of the big box stores and more, in the industry since 2004, in the business since 2013. Garmin and NEMA certified. Visit HMSMarineElectronics.com or on Facebook, HMS Marine Electronics, featuring Garmin ultra high definition scanning sonar with stunningly clear images, side view, and clear view clarity means the fish have nowhere to hide. And we're coming right back.